The boss, Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run, on The Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane.
Homelessness is at an all-time high in Toronto, and one in four of our neighbors are struggling to access basic needs like food, shelter, and health care. With this sad situation in mind, Zoomer Radio is launching the first Share the Warmth campaign to help over 12,000 people in the city who do not have a home. But they do have options at night to stay warm. And one is Fred Victor, our partners in this special Share the Warmth campaign. Keith Hambly is the CEO of Fred Victor, and he is joining us in studio to help launch Share the Warmth. Thanks for coming in out of the cold, Keith.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Keith, we're going to talk about Share the Warmth in a second here, but for the Zoomer listeners that might not be aware, tell us a little bit about Fred Victor, what they do here in the city, how long they've been a part of Toronto, and how Zoomer Radio came to be involved.
Sure. So Fred Victor actually is one of the oldest nonprofits charity organizations here in the city of Toronto. We're 130 years old, and we have been consistently working with marginalized and homeless individuals since 1894. We operate over 25 locations across the city of Toronto, whether it's shelter, emergency shelter, respite services, and seasonal warming centers, which we'll talk about, but also permanent housing and support, mental health support services, employment resources, as well as food security for almost 3,000 people on a daily basis.
Wow.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, 3,000, so, big number.
How do you connect with these individuals when they're basically off the grid?
Sure. As I said, we've been around for 130 years. I think people know who we are. They connect fairly easily, if you will, through our outreach programs. We have people on the street or, again, across the city of Toronto connecting with homeless individuals. We operate, as I said, shelters. So each and every night, we have almost 800 people in our emergency shelter. Last night, I checked our numbers this morning. We were almost full, with almost 800 people. And we connect with people through clinical services. We have partnerships with the health services across the city of Toronto. The city of Toronto shelter services we connect with. Sadly, there is no shortage. As you indicated, there's one in four people who are dealing with a level of homelessness in the city of Toronto, and we are trying to connect with as many as possible.
You mentioned last night and you had about 800 people at one of your emergency shelters. Let's talk about the cold weather in Toronto. We're experiencing this polar vortex where temperatures are just dangerously cold. Does Fred Victor see, and maybe this goes without saying, does Fred Victor see an uptick of people seeking assistance? Seeking help when temperatures dip to these dangerous levels we're seeing right now?
Sadly, we do see an uptick. In fact, we've seen a general uptick in homelessness, almost 12%. This year, 12,200 people are homeless or registered as homeless across the city. That's a 14% increase. So we do see it. This weather in particular is incredibly impactful on people who have compromised immune systems. They are older individuals who may be on the street. And sadly, some folks have been on the street for a number of years, and that plays a toll on one's health and one's mental health as well.
Yeah, this part is intriguing. Not only do you take care of people on a day-to-day basis, but to help them get training for work and mental and emotional support and getting them on their way out of homelessness. Speak to us about that.
Sure. We do try to connect. When we do connect with people, it's almost like the front door of a house. There's so many different opportunities that we offer up through connecting to health, primary health care, mental health support, but also employment services. We have a vibrant employment resource center where we've connected about 700 people to receive their industrial certifications, connecting to permanent work. In fact, one of our warming centers are people with lived experience who are working in that warming center.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So, Andy, our listeners can help?
Yeah.
Share the Warmth.
Yeah, the Share the Warmth campaign is on now. You can go to zoomerradio.ca now to find out more information. Keith, this has been very, very interesting, and this is the first annual Share the Warmth Absolutely. Campaign. I know Zoomer Radio is really excited to be partnering with Fred Victor on what's a really important and dire cause in the city.
Right, and go to fredvictor.org as well to find out more about the organization and to donate. We are just thrilled to be able to help during the Share the Warmth campaign. Mm-hmm. Keith Hambly, CEO of Fred Victor, thank you so much for
coming
in.
And thank you, Zoomer, for the great support. Thank you.